What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Majestic Mix Podcast. My name is Madison, and I'm your girl behind the mic. I'm kind of sad to say this, but I'm also happy at the same time because this is our last episode of the season. But that doesn't mean I'm about to go and just take a hiatus for a long time. No, I'll be back in January, but this is definitely the last episode of season one. To every last one of my listeners, I really just want to thank y'all again, like I always do from the bottom of my heart, because without y'all, I wouldn't even get to this point, the last episode of season one. And I have so much more bigger and better things coming for season two, but I don't want to tell y'all too much right now. Just wait till January. It's gonna be big. Today is literally December 30th of 2019. That's so crazy to me. Can somebody please tell me where the year went? I have no clue, but actually that's what today's episode is about. We are not just coming towards the end of 2019, we are coming towards the end of a decade. And if you've been following me on our podcast Instagram at The Majestic Mix, you saw that I've created a 2020 vision challenge to close out this year, not only just the year, but the decade. And it's been 30 days of tips to end off the year, affirmations, and reflections. So for today's episode, I kind of just want to wrap that up and just put it into words. 2019 was a very significant year for me, and for all the wrong reasons. It's weird to even say that because this has been one of my most productive years. Yeah, I started my podcast, I've become published in journalism world. Everything career-wise was just working out in my benefit, which I'm so grateful for. But some things in my personal life, y'all, it was crashing, it was coming to a tumble, it was just not the best. While doing that 30-day challenge, a lot of y'all reached out to me and y'all told me that has been helping y'all and what y'all got going on in y'all lives, and I'm so glad to hear that. If you haven't been keeping up, today and tomorrow are the last 2 days before we enter the best decade of our lives, and I'm so excited. We are about to enter the roaring 2020s, y'all. I know I'm not just the only person that's excited about this. Before we enter the best decade of our lives, there are some things we need to discuss. Here are some of the things you need to do just to make sure that your 2020 is as prosperous as possible. If you've been scrolling Instagram or any social media lately, you see everybody's been tweeting about how they're going to be this different person and they're about to cut this person and that person off in the new decade, in the new year. This literally happens every year, but for some people, it just doesn't work and it hasn't worked. And here's why. You started off on a good foot, but at the end of it, you ran right back to that thing or that person that's been causing you the most trauma. And here's what we're not going to do in 2020. Cut that person off and live your best life. Even if you have to block that person completely, do it. You are not going to be the best version of you if you don't let go. Even if it's not a person, even if it's a thing that's been bothering you, something that's been ongoing that you have control of, that you might not have thought you had control of, cut it off completely. One of my posts in my 2020 challenge read, if you're about to walk out a door, make sure you lock it behind you. It's super cliche, but what I mean by that is, if you plan on closing a chapter in your life, don't let that person walk back in, lock the door. Even if they start knocking, leave the door locked. Don't even walk over there. Some of y'all don't even realize it, but y'all blocking blessings, hanging around people that don't even need to be in your circle. You have been the only person in the situation that's been trying to keep it to life. That person checked out a long time ago. Let them go. If a person is constantly hurting your feelings over and over and over again, you got to love yourself enough to walk away. Take your healing more serious than anything else in this world. Even if the person is an ex or somebody you feel like you can't let go of, start with loving them from a distance and then boom, disappear completely. I don't care what anybody else told y'all, love is not gonna hurt. And honestly, that's just that on that. I sure lost a lot of people this year that used to be around me all the time. Friends, people I thought I loved, and honestly, I'm so grateful for it. I don't want it back. The Madison I'm becoming in 2020 has already made room for new friends and new healthy relationships, and I'm super excited to reach it because I finally let go. Everybody does not deserve a seat at the table, and some of those people that you're gonna have to let go, I'm gonna be honest with you, it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt so bad. You might cry over it. It's gonna hurt your feelings. But at the end of the day, you got to know that you're gonna come out on top. That brings me into my next point, which is forgiveness. Don't forgive them just because you think it might be sparing their feelings. feelings. No, forgive them for you. Usually when you're mad at something, or if you're mad at a person, the fact that you're mad is keeping you thinking about it, which is only making the situation worse. So go ahead and just take the first step, which is forgiveness. Don't just forgive other people, forgive yourself. You may have just done something that you know you shouldn't have done, or something might have happened that might have been your fault. But just forgive yourself, man. Stop thinking about it. Don't beat yourself up in 2020 over stuff you no longer have control over. Use that as a time of reflection and just think about, is this the person who I want to be, or is this somebody I'm not? Take accountability for whatever it is you may have done and just forgive yourself, because anybody who runs from accountability is clearly toxic, and we are not doing toxic in this new decade. It's the roaring 20s. We don't have time for that. And since we're so much in the spirit of letting go, how about let's go ahead and just let go of fear? A lot of the things we end up fearing are unrealistic. Fear of the unknown is literally unrealistic. Fear of failure should not even cross your mind. If you're preparing for things like you should be preparing for them, you shouldn't be afraid of anything. You should just go ahead and just launch whatever it is you want to launch. If you're listening to this right now, launch that business, start that podcast, write that book, do what you're supposed to be doing, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And even if you fail, give it another attempt. If you fail again, try something else. If you want something super duper bad, stop being afraid of it, one. Two, invest in yourself. I said this in a previous episode, but I'll say it again. In life, it is always gonna be you versus you. If it's something you want, don't let nobody else make the decision for you. You go get it. Are you gonna do it, or are you not gonna do it? Do you wanna be the person that sits around and think years later, maybe I should've did what I said I was gonna do? No, you don't wanna be that person. In 2020, we letting go of fear completely. We ain't scared of nothing. Let me share a personal story with y'all real quick. I was scared to start this podcast. Literally, my fear was nobody knows me, so who's gonna hear it? And you hear how that sound? That's literally unrealistic. There's literally somebody sitting right now listening to me talk in the car, probably cooking in the kitchen, somewhere at home, wherever you are. Thank you. You literally helped me conquer my fear, whoever it is listening to this right now. Another thing that I need for y'all to let go of is insecurity. Nobody out there is perfect. Everybody got their own flaws. But the thing that you don't like about yourself the most is the thing that somebody out there loves about you the most. And I know you didn't think about it like that, but there, I just told you. I need you to sit down and figure out what it is you're insecure about and think about if it's realistic or not. We're stepping into 2020 with a brand new confidence. No more insecurity. This next point I'm gonna make might sound a little bit cliche because everybody's heard this before, but prioritize. That is key. Your main priority should be you first, then everybody else follows. You gotta make sure you are there mentally, physically, emotionally there before you can ever nurture, take care of, be happy for, be there for anybody else. If you haven't already been making yourself a priority, start today. It is not too late before this new decade arrives. It is not too late, I promise. You also gotta prioritize where you wanna be in life. If you already aren't there, or if you haven't figured it out, it is okay. Guess what? You got a fresh start. Two more days. 2020 is around the corner. If you already know where you wanna be in life, chase that. Don't chase nothing else but that. If you know for a fact that's your purpose, chase it. In 2020, you know what time it is. Self-love. We not loving on nothing else more than we love ourselves. You cannot love on nobody else before you love yourself, and I promise you it's gonna show if that's the case. If you feel like you got some work to do as far as self-love, stay single until you feel like you're whole. To everybody listening to this that is currently single, or even if you're not single, you're going to find out for a fact who the love of your life is in this next decade. I know this for a fact because if you do everything I said previously to this statement right here, you're going to find them. You're going to be so sure and self-actualized that you know exactly who the person is. Now, the reason why I said even if you aren't single, just think about the relationship. You know exactly who you are and exactly what you need and exactly what you want from a person. So just think about it. Is this something you know you should be in? Is it toxic? Has this person done more good for you than bad? Just think about it. I'm not going to answer it for you. But like I said, in 2020 and in this decade as a whole, you're going to find out who the love of your life is. And thank me later. Some of y'all might not know that I'm actually super duper young. I'm 19 years old currently. I will be 20 years old next week. So this decade for me ran from my fourth grade year, and I am now a sophomore in college. So that's a lot of growing up, maturing, and just a whole lot of knowledge I learned along the way. In my 20s, I'm sure I know for a fact that this is going to be a life-changing decade. A lot of people I grew up with, some of us is going to be married. Some of us might have kids, graduating college, starting that business. Some of us might be millionaires. I'm literally just super excited because I feel like this decade is just going to be the best yet. Historically, if you know anything about 1920, you know that was a great year for Black people. The creativity was there, the style was there, the confidence was there. It was just a great year. So now that it's 2020, we're about to walk into that same thing. The last thing I want to mention before I wrap up this last episode of the season is make sure you carry the right people along the way. If you don't already have a mentor and you feel like you need one, get a mentor. Make sure the right people are speaking volumes into your life. Not everybody wants to see you win, but just make sure that the most important person that wants to see you win is you. The question I want to ask y'all to wrap this thing up is, are you ready to walk into the best 10 years you ever lived, or is there something still holding you back? If there's something that's holding you back, do the work now, let go of it, and live your best life. Thank you so much to everybody who made it to the end of this episode. Thank you to all my listeners for season one of the Majestic Mix. We made it, y'all. Finally, the season is over. I will see y'all in January. I love each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. I missed it. I forgot to tell y'all, but happy holidays, happy new year, happy roaring 20s. I am super duper excited to see what you all will accomplish, but definitely make sure you stay and connect with me at The Majestic Mix on Instagram, or you can follow my personal Instagram at Maddie by Nature, also Maddie by Nature on Twitter with two E's. And I love y'all so much. Like I just said, I love y'all. Y'all don't understand. I can't wait to hear from y'all again during season two. And y'all know what I always say, how I always end every episode in season one with my grandma's words. Y'all be good now, all right? I'm gonna see y'all later. Happy New Year!